Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, you are... I can't figure you out, Fat Boy. I really can't.
What do you mean as far as the music goes?
Is this a theme thing today? Because
no,
I feel like these are songs that could be used to sell us medicine and commercials in the future.
It's his workout playlist.
Do you have elephantitis and you're afraid to go out in public?
Are you using used vaginal mesh?
Oh.
Do people accidentally sit on your balls with you?
Add a Q-tips and you use an old catheter instead?
Oh.
We'll get this medicine today. Side effects could include extreme diarrhea.
Thoughts of suicide.
Oh, oily discharge.
Did you mention the diarrhea?
Yeah.
Oh, the diarrhea's got to be mentioned.
Those are the two big ones, right? The diarrhea and the thoughts of suicide.
Yeah.
Which are awful.
Which, I'll tell you something. Well, I'm not going to say that. I would say it in jest, but somebody would take it out of context.
That's what we do.
I've had diarrhea before. I felt like I was dying. How about that?
Yeah.
Cha-cha-cha.
Where it's violent.
How you smell that bad?
Painful.
No, I felt as though I was dying, like I was going to dehydrate.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
That's why I keep a actual water cooler in the bathroom now.
Like the stuff that you take before you have surgery the next day type diarrhea, that is horrible.
What?
If you've ever had surgery, you have to take this stuff that is just violent and you.
I think it depends on what kind of surgery. Like they didn't make me do that for my hip.
They didn't.
Oh, really?
You got
they didn't
lucky.
Make me take a diuretic before that. No.
You couldn't eat, right? Like midnight, you couldn't eat?
No, yeah, I couldn't do that.
But they put a catheter in you.
That was the real pain from waking up out of that.
And you're wondering who did that to you?
Was it thick? Like, how thick was it?
It's always thick.
Like, they just, you know.
I never saw the catheter.
You know, they took pictures like you thought they would.
Did you ask them who did it? Which one of you did this to me?
I know it wasn't. The doctor never does it. I don't think he would.
No, it's like, nurse. Get this. Suture him. Give me some panels. CBC is the whole thing.
Can we get a Donist in here? Get a Paradonist in here. Get two. Oh.
Wipe his ass, nurse.
Oh, who's that nurse? I'm not signing up for that job.
My God. There's people who'd pay to do this, and you're writing like it's some kind of awful thing.
Doctor makes you laugh so hard.
Surely someone out there would pay for it. Step right up. Give Matt Mann a catheter right now. 2 bits.
It was me. That's my career choice.
It was like the last person to get hired. You're the one who has to do the catheters.
Awkward.
What if they're putting in, like you're laying there, they're putting in the catheter, and they see it slowly inch out from like between your legs, like, oh. Might have put it in too far.
Oh, my God. I broke it.
Supposed to pierce the bladder. You went around the bladder.
It goes all the way up and comes out of my ear.
Nurse, you went around the bladder and out the ass. I think you need to.
They're talking to themselves through my ear down there like it's a telephone.
Hello, hello, hello. I wonder what kind of music they listen to. Because they have music when they listen to
the
when
doctor's they doing sur- yeah, they have their playlist. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, there's now a microphone.
It was very gentle, so probably some Christopher Cross, maybe.
Oh God, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Nurse, could you put on some Saline, please?
Can you put on some Think of Laura? Think of Laura. I remember that from General Hospital. Let's get to this right here. If you're, I mean, wherever you are, if you want to help out with folks that, I mean, let's call it what it is. This is a disaster. I mean, it's the second highest, the second most deaths in a hurricane in America. Second most.
And in South Carolina is the highest.
Yes.
I mean, my gosh.
Outside of Hugo, which, I mean, that was the story I thought I'd tell my grandson about one day. And like, now you're living through this.
This is spread out more, involving more.
And not, you know.
Places that
unlike Hugo. Oh, on the way, yeah, I told this story the other day. We had a JV, it was my freshman year. We played T.O. Hanna.
Balls.
Shut up. And rain the whole time. And it's like, well, everyone canceled the game because it's not lightning. And on the bus ride back, they're like, no school tomorrow. We're like, oh my God, what a bunch of pussies. It's only raining. They're like, no, it's going to be bad, guys, real bad. They're like, oh, whatever, it's raining. We just played and lost football games. And then, boom. But there was a little bit of foreshadowing. With this, it was like, okay, you think hurricanes, you think coast. My aunt and uncle just happened to go down. Listen to this. They went down to the Isle of Palms. Or not the Isle of Palms, the dunes, Wild Dunes.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. And I told one of you, I was like, my aunt says she literally heard the freight train sound they say that you hear. She's like, I'd always heard that. You know, people say that. She's like, I heard that freight train sound. And then next thing you know, there was an Airbnb and the freaking patio table went right through the sliding glass door. I mean,
through the door?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what P1Z man was telling me. He missed it. He just went, just, you know, a trip that was already planned.
Yeah.
Go down to the coast, come back to all this carnage.
Well, my mom talked to my aunt and she's like, oh no, like if you look at the radar, it's going to bypass the coast and just go through the Midlands and hit the upstate where you are.
Even the meteorologists.
Everybody got it, man.
They're like, oh, sorry. Like, yeah. We didn't know.
Sorry.
So if you want to help out, and if you can, I'm telling you, it goes so far. I mean, it really does.
It's going to the right places.
It's going to the right places. That's a very good point. Text the word relief, R-E-L-I-E-F, because some spell it with the E before the I. They're probably from Canada. Text relief to 71307. That's not our traditional text line, but that is, it's Odyssey umbrellaed. It's under our company. Yeah. So don't text bad words and stuff like you normally do to the TLCMotors.com text line.
Oh,
text save relief. Save those for that. 71307. You will get a link back to either help out others, or for those of you in need, there will be appropriate information there. And I will say this: don't take advantage of a lending hand right now if you don't need it. No. Yeah. Because I've read stories and it makes me sick to my stomach, but
yeah, opportunist everywhere.
Those people will get dealt with on that great white throne judgment. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, you do you, and Fat Boy, the great efforts being done up in Chattanooga as well.
Yeah, talking about Operation Good Neighbor, collecting cleaning supplies, a bottle of water and diapers, and that's going on right now, and it's going to go on until 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. You got three locations. So they're all food cities. You got the Food City in Ringgold off Highway 41. They got you there. Hickson Pike in Hickson. And Ocoee Crossing Northwest in Cleveland, the food city there. So they're going to take those supplies until 7 tonight.
And I want to say, and first off, I want to say this too. I want to, after all this is said and done, I mean, for many, it won't ever be over. I mean, one day, but this is not like, okay, power's back on here, everything's fine in the world.
Right.
I want us to figure out, and I'm saying this live on the radio, I want us to figure out a way, Rambin, if you're listening, others, Nicole Hartman, we want to get up there.
Yep.
And we want to do what we call a market visit.
Yeah, we need to.
We need to, and like Rambin, the guy up there, He would. He's like their Mark Hendricks, I suppose.
He's the man.
Like he's these Food City things you're talking about. He's going out. He's doing a 9-hour shift, like on his own.
Yeah, he's going to be out there collecting. So you can check out Rock 105's website as well.
Women love Rambin, I heard. He's like,
well, who don't?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't met him to know. I like his email style. I've never had a conversation with him, but yeah, I mean, just it's a great effort. Their team up there put together real, real fast.
Oh, yeah. It came together real quick.
Yeah.
Highly executed. Do you want an update real quick?
By the way, you said a little while ago, and I made a reference to it, and someone thought that that's what you're... You said that the station that we're on up in Chattanooga, WXR, or WRXR, Rock 105, you said they're on Old Lady Road. It's Old Lee Road. Not old Lee. Old Lee, not Old Lady Road. Yeah.
A little different.
It must have been a Freudian slip.
In your GPS.
Old Lady Road.
You want to hear from Big real quick?
Oh, is he calling us from the OnStar again?
Big is back.
Hey, Big. Hey.
Well, he was.
Oh, let me
hey,
call
guys.
Nicholas Dickhead. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I called you by your government name.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Hey, if you have a newer model vehicle that has OnStar, that has Wi-Fi capabilities, they're giving everybody 1 month free of Wi-Fi for their cars. They just have to hit the blue OnStar button, and they can get Wi-Fi through their vehicles.
Oh, wow.
But don't run your battery down or watch TV.
Be able to hook up.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you mentioned that yesterday.
No,
Fatboy and I were talking. Like, we didn't know OnStar was still a thing.
Yeah.
Like we thought it was just like it was one of those things
yeah.
that came and went.
Yeah.
But that's awesome they're doing that. I saw what Elon was doing with all the Starlink was freaking awesome too.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yeah. Donated, I can't think of the number. I mean, it was a crap ton of Starlink to Western North Carolina to get them back on. But yet, like, I don't want to make it political, but good Lord, the government has not acknowledged it. And when. Do you see the one thing where they're sitting there, they're like, hey, what are the efforts going to be to help out Western North Carolina and the Carolinas and all this stuff? And no further questions right now. It's like, what?
Come on.
Like, you don't have a plan together. Just say what you'd say in the moment. Say, you know what? There's a lot going on. We've got a team working on this or whatever, but just ignore it. Like, they're not even acknowledging it. It's like the media is acknowledging it for the glorification of it. Like,
yeah, like
look at these floods. Look at this mountain got washed away and all this stuff.
They'll talk about it, but they don't motivate people to do anything. That's for sure.
God. Just insane.
It doesn't affect you unless it's right at your doorstep.
You actually might have a chance in Asheville. I mean, I don't know.
And once the water's gone, people have to talk about rebuilding and getting their lives back together. And that's the thing.
Have you need help. Have you noticed that, Big? The water kind of subsiding or... Like the flood water?
Yeah, the water is subsiding in some areas. I seen it on the interstate on Monday, and the interstate was clear as of today. Me and a buddy of mine are going to go out and try to help people today.
I want to do like a little side
if y'all
thing.
Have like,
I want to like after all this is over, I want to like, I don't want to do it by myself because it'd be very expensive, but I want to like take like a crap ton of like. Power linesman to lunch. I'm serious. That would be like, because this is
some big boys.
Hell
put away some food.
I mean, well, we'll go somewhere light. Kids meals only or something. But like, I mean, they've been like, they've left their own families at home to
a
go
lot of
and
them
help this stuff.
Got here. They knew this was coming, a planned effort. And I think they're doing the best that they can. And
I
applaud them out there at Haywood Mall working hard.
All over, man.
Do you still not have water, Big? Or does that come back yet?
No, I don't have water. Okay. I do have power. I don't have water. I do know that somebody's supposed to fly over the area today. I don't know if he'll remember it or not. I'm not making it political or anything.
Oh. He's going to throw chicken fingers down to you.
Probably.
You see him at the Georgia game? He was throwing chicken fingers to people. Trump was? It was great.
No, it was not Trump. Not Trump's flying over.
Yeah, Biden's supposed to be in North Carolina today.
Oh, he's going
to
do a flyover?
I think Kamala was either in Georgia.
Yeah.
Probably the country of Georgia, not the state.
Well, now I wonder if like the French Broad River or the Swannanoa River.
Hey, like, don't talk about her like that.
I say where the water.
Oh, French Broad.
Oh, Francais. Oh, la la.
I know there's. I don't know what river it was.
Trinity River.
It's over in Asheville. It's near a Walmart and a U-Haul, and it took all the U-Haul trucks, and they were just floating like it was nothing down the road.
Jesus, everyone.
I'm telling you, yeah. Y'all hear this? You sitting there now, like me, with no power grappling. Or you might have power and you're like, oh, everything's back to normal now. Think of these people. Mm-hmm. Poor Big Brown's in a house with five women.
Yeah.
Right? So his opinion doesn't matter right now. And
that's right.
Real quick question, if you can, just because we're going to break. What are you doing about the bathroom situation without being graphic?
That's a great question.
Let it mellow. And if it's brown, flush it down.
Yeah, like something, I mean, like you're pouring water into the tank, I guess, because some people just, you know, yeah.
God bless.
Some people are letting it ferment for.
I'm telling you, boy, a bunch of people wouldn't survive back in the day. I mean, mm-hmm. They would just
no.
A chamber pot, throwing it outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
imagine
especially
the smell.
Imagine being homeless. You catch it all over you.
Oh,
all right,
gosh.
Big Brown.
Well, you can say hey to Mrs. Big Brown. She's right here beside me.
Hey, Mrs.
Big Brown.
Hey.
Big Brown.
Hi.
Aww. I hope Nick is being nice to you and the girls.
You're in trouble because she heard your comment about me being in a house full of women.
Oh. Well, she knows it. She's part of the problem.
You're in trouble. You're there with her.
She's laughing.
I don't think I'm the problem.
No. I was saying Nick was. Nick's very, very problematic.
You're going to cause a fight. Look at you.
He really is. All right. Y'all both stay safe.
I'll go to break.
God bless you.
Take care.
All right.
See you.
That was the Browns.
She seems very sweet.
See you, Browns. Down with the Browns.
She's very sweet. I was hoping their daughter would get on there.
The whole
she doesn't
family.
Like me.
Why? What'd you do to her?
It's just one of those things.
She's afraid of you because of the beard.
Oh, no. Jeez, look at that.
Jesus.
Just kind of throwing that out there.
I think that's why the animals are closer to me because they think I'm one of them.
Yes.
And I think that's why little kids are scared of me now. And apparently adult women are as well.
Oh, look, it's Matt.
I was wondering why I ain't got laid in 2 years.
That was just a joke. Right. Oh, really?
We will take a break. The truth comes out.
I'm sorry.
We will take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys. More calls. Again, we'd love to hear about this stuff from real people and not all the news. You know what I'm saying? So 1-800-774-0093. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Rise.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, Rise Guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. Everyone.
What's up?
And also, I was not like self-concerned, but I was like, man, what if people are listening to the podcast? Boy, yes, they are. So thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Hitting it pretty hard. I see the numbers.
Yeah. I mean.
They're getting it.
Yeah, they are. So thank you all for that. Yeah. Fat Boy, we have many people on hold and full-size ones too. I'm going to stop with that joke. little people of America are going to send us another email.
They already sent us a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to talk to Mark and Swannanoa?
Right in the middle of all this. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
You know what? Much better than a lot are, and we feel for those. How are you doing in Swannanoa?
No, I'm doing okay. Actually, I live in Hendersonville. I just work up here. We're trying to do what we can.
Hey, what's the river like up there now?
The river levels have dropped significantly, which gives us a pretty clear view of all. Man, it's horrible up here. I really feel for these people.
Yeah, it's bad. It says here you wanted to share with us a way for something that's being done for folks up there that are in need.
Well, there's still no power and no water here. I work at ABC Supply Company. We sell roofing materials.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
That might be a need for some folks.
Drop we do us roofing. Off some Tangeray or something. Right.
Roofing supplies, vinyl siding, windows and gutters. I'm sure that's going to be a need for a lot of folks.
Yeah. Big time.
Like I said, our phones are down, power's down, there's still no water, but we're here and we're doing emergency deliveries for folks that like need it now.
Yeah.
We're at 110 Buckeye Cove Road in Swannanoa. Also, there are a few gas stations up and down Strip on 70 where the road's not completely missing that do have gas that are selling $20 per customer, try to ration it out. But I was trying to get the word out because, a lot of people are without, and we're just doing what we can, you know.
No, that's nice of you. I hope your boss man's taking good care of you, too, while you're doing all this. Giving you.
It's the best boss man I've ever worked for, man.
Good. Well, see if he's hiring. I'm kidding, Mark. I'm kidding. Not you, Mark, but the other Mark. Yeah, like his name.
Right.
All right, Mark, thank you, and keep it up, man. Good job. Thank you so much.
That's nice.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Y'all have a nice day.
You as well. Super. Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Like, he's dealing with it now. He's like, what can I do to help other people out? Jesus, man.
Yeah, just supplies. And
then on the other hand, you see all these people like getting in, the cops being called, the gas stations or the
grocery stores.
Machine over in, I don't know, there was Spartanburg County, but there was an ice machine where firearm was produced to, my Lord, y'all. Like,
yeah. That's happening in grocery stores, gas stations.
All the while. Yeah, it's
every day.
Man. It just makes you think about, like, certainly this was catastrophic for many, many people. But just think if this was like a situation where it was like that all over, not just in what, like, it was all over the scum that would produce, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like the people affected the most handle it the best. That's how it seems so far.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, because, well, I had an analogy I was going to use there, but it wouldn't be appropriate. I was going to say crap in one hand.
Yeah. Yeah. But if like you're flipping out over a half a tank of gas and you're trying to cause issues with people, I mean, that's.
The selfishness really showed its ugly head. I've seen it at the grocery store. I've seen it driving with people.
Traffic lights.
Yeah, the people won't stop and let people go, you know, especially if you're turning, right?
Social media, you see it. I saw somebody that said, I got my power back on. Thank God, I was literally going to die. I'm like, you weren't. You weren't going to die because the medicine you needed, you had that taken care of.
Yeah.
So you were good until you got it back on.
Well,
I saw that, you know, the Duraflame logs, there was like one left. And this lady said, you already have three in there. Can I have one? And he goes, I'm sorry, I need it.
Who needs heat right now?
They just had they bought Duraflame, I guess, for outside for a fire pit or something. I don't know.
Oh, to cook maybe?
God, there's plenty of wood laying around everywhere
now. I have no idea.
I mean, people who sell fired wood are probably pissed. They're like, hell, it's free everywhere now. Just go get it.
Okay,
people will be glad to give it to you.
I can. I need all
of them.
You
want this tree out of my front yard? Come get it. I mean, shoot.
If you can chop it, you can take it.
God, I'm going to be neat at the end of the, well, I'm just throwing this out there toward the end of the week when power's back on and everything. I'm going to need to talk to some arborists. I'm serious. Y'all can have the wood.
Oh, they'll come get it too.
Yeah. And you this is very special wood. This is the wood I stood beside for both prom pictures. It's gone now.
Oh, no.
My history's being erased.
Do you want a piece of the wood?
I've already got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wanted a piece. I was going to make a coaster out of it because it was perfectly cut.
Oh. Because
it was cut across the road. It's talking about my mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
Yeah. Luckily, though, man, it's like the grace of God. Those trees, the way they were sitting on the hill, they should have went right on her house.
but they went across the driveway and across the road completely. That's... But then on the other side of that, my daughter's telling me yesterday, one of her high school teachers from Bowling Springs High School died. Tree fell right on the house.
Oh, crushed her.
Yeah. So, as in Bowling Springs, South Carolina, I mean, this is not, you know, everybody is affected in some way by all this. So, if you're good, count your many blessings and do what you can to help out people. I am serious, because down the road, you might be the one in need. And I'm telling you, there's something about whether you believe in God or you believe in whatever. I believe in karma for sure. I believe in God also, but I'm saying if you don't, think about karma. Like, it all comes back to you in some way. I think so.
Just be good.
Just be good.
Do the right thing.
Just be kind.
Help somebody.
I had to sound like such a freaking NBC Universal movie right now.
You shouldn't have to tell people to be respectful.
Well, I know. It's so crazy.
I know.
Hey, you know that
just
one
be
thing
a normal
you've
human
got
being.
In your heart from birth called kindness? Hey, maybe exercise that a little bit today.
Yeah.
It's not all about you sometimes, people.
Yes. All right, we'll take a break and come back. More phone calls, more Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Can't say it enough. Y'all are... I mean, I've only worked for two radio stations. Well, like, yep. Home base radio stations. Others, like, you know, being broadcast on, but... Our listeners, y'all are some good people, man.
Really, really showing up.
Really good people. Like, people were saying, what's the text line to the text number? When you want to get the information sent to you about how to help with the Hurricane Helene, let's just call it Helen. I think calling it Helene is giving it too much pomp and circumstance now.
Helen! A lot of people are saying Helen. I mean, it's not right, but...
You text the word relief to 71307. It's not the traditional text line that we use, but it is our company. It's used for all the stations in our market, and it's giving the same information out. But if you text relief to 71307, it will send you back a link to either help out or, if you are in need, how to get that help. Pretty simple. And then Operation Good Neighbor. We went into full details about that. That's going on up on Rock 105 up in Chattanooga on, I don't want to say sister station, man.
You said brother station earlier.
Yeah, but that sounds weird also.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just call it our
home away
cousin
home.
Station. But then because they're in Tennessee, they'll say, are you kissing cousins? I just want to be done with it. Let's go. I'd be done with it by saying, what are we going to call it? Our other station? I don't know. Tim Looper is in the house.
Luke!
Or he's on the porch, probably.
Well, I am on the porch, and I do not have five women in the house like Big does, thank God.
Well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'd pay to see that reality show.
My God.
I would, too.
Like, if it wasn't Looper, or if it wasn't Hefner, it was Looper with the Playboy bunnies?
Oh, my God.
With those three blondes back then? If he wasn't married,
I'm talking about Big.
He could fit that look for sure.
Listen to him. I was talking about Big, not me.
I was talking about him and his the five women. It seems like I would watch that and it'd be entertaining.
I could see Big doing that, wearing the you know, the velvet robe and walking around with a pipe.
Well, let me point out that one of them's his daughter and the other two are young girls, and then his sister-in-law. So it ain't going to work, guys. Nevertheless,
no.
Looper, indeed. You are. I don't want to say the offering that you offered me, but you're a freaking...
Oh, what was it?
Good son of a bitch, man. I don't want to say.
Well, I can't agree he is unless you
know
tell
how
me.
You say, Fat Boy, you're like, I don't want to tell people about my honey hole or this opportunity.
One
because, and I don't want to say that for him because then he might get every Harry, Dick, and Tom calling him saying, hey, so I'm not doing that.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Got to protect
but you're, oh, yeah. You're a good person.
It's all about... You talk about layers of perspective. They roll in. You know, I saw something yesterday because the kids are not in school, obviously. And, you know, it's so wild, something I thought I would never see, which is like neighbors, kids exchanging notes
Instead of texting?
No. These are kids just harmlessly playing, drawing, and having fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was picking up some limbs, and I saw them doing it, and so I kind of hid behind the truck. And they saw me, and they said they, like, ran. They were like, run. But I went and got my kids, and they've been doing it for a couple of days, and it's just an observation of perspective. I'm like, wow, what connection. Something you would not see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ordinarily. So, you know, and it just continues to happen, you know, just to be grateful to.
I tell you something else you would not see. It's a kid coming up and say, Mr. Looper, you need some help with that? Can I help you with the sticks?
Of course. Well, they're not going to do that.
I wouldn't expect that. I mean, I got to cut the grass today, but, you know, that's the whole thing. It's like perspective. You know, is it a pain in the ass? Yeah, but be grateful to do it.
Yeah. They're like, Mr. Looper, can I cut your grass for you? I had a kid in the old neighborhood trying to get me to get him to cut the grass.
Yeah.
But he was terrible. He was not good.
Not good at cutting grass?
No. I would take a terrible grass cutter right now.
Yeah, how are you not good at cutting grass, though?
I'd even pay him.
Well, that's nice of you. Mighty wide of you.
Well, here's the thing. He would stop a lot for like an hour or two at a time. I saw him do this to a neighbor's yard.
Is he a heavy set boy?
Yeah. But he would cut it, but it would take like 2 days to cut the damn yard.
Goodness. Good Lord.
He would just stop and go home. Play a video game.
That's kind of how I do it. It doesn't take 2 days. It takes a whole day almost, but it's battery charged.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, perspective, man. It's just like, even you, you know, getting on the air, it's just, and having the call, it's like if it didn't happen, and it wouldn't matter to me.
Well, I'll tell you this, I won't sleep here again.
Because there are other people.
That was really stupid of me to sleep here. That night, that was real dumb. I just thought it was going to be a melee the next morning. I wasn't going to get to work, and you know it was important to be here because
it kind of mess up your sleeping schedule.
That was good.
It screwed my hip up, I think.
Oh,
like I'm serious. First time I've slept on a floor in years.
It's harder than you think.
Yeah, it is. But you know, you live and learn. That there's people who don't have anywhere to stay, so I think about that. I was thinking earlier when Big was on and he wouldn't let me get a word in when I was I was thinking, you know, he would, and we would, a lot of people talk about the really big homeless problem in Asheville, and I'm like, my God, like what happened there? I mean,
yeah.
There's the ones that are unaccounted for that people knew of, you know, and yep. It's like, my God, man. But you know what? Everybody listen to this right now, and that little bit of, like, Looper's talking about kids out. You hear kids outside. It's weird, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, there's no power, so they're outside now. Like, there's got to be some way. All that little bit of warmth that we do kind of feel right now from being neighborly and you know, being not. Like, let's just keep that going when the power comes back on and the water goes away and all that crap.
Hopefully.
Like, we really need that. I mean, it's just all the uh-oh. Is your fire alarm about to go out, or is that a bird?
No. The birds are actually extra kind as well. It's really weird. It's like we're like using the Wi-Fi less. I'm not streaming. I'm using the old school freaking radio because your transistor's back up, and it sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
So it's like intentionally not doing that stuff and not making the kids, encouraging them to, hey, maybe not get on the Wi-Fi for a while.
Right. Well, and think of the birds. Many of their homes fell.
Yeah, true. Dude.
Beavers. Many of them had, you know, all of it.
Right.
I mean, it's not hurricane related, but you still have the homeless hawk in Clemson.
You do.
Yeah. They tore his habitat down for student housing.
Really?
Yeah. This was a big joke a week ago.
Oh. Oh.
You even laughed at it when I said it twice.
Well,
we forgot about it already.
I used to give you a courtesy one a couple times a morning.
Well, that was a hearty one.
It's been a long week.
It's been as fast but long. I know. It's so strange. Thank you, Tim, for taking time out of your busy morning.
Wow.
We love you, brother.
I love y'all.
All right, we'll see you, buddy.
See you, Luke.
he's like a man of wisdom. He's fun.
He really is. He's an outdoorsman, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the birds are chirping because, like, hey, you're not killing us with Wi-Fi. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Tim.
Build our house for us, Tim. He could build a nest.
Like, he's one of those guys that, like, if you did have like a bug out crew, you'd want him in it.
Oh, yeah. He's a survivalist.
I'd like to ask you right now via the radio, Tim.
He's probably barefoot, too, outside.
I've got a bunker under the barn, just letting you know.
I got to earth a little bit. I got to go outside with no shoes.
Grounding. It's not earthing.
Grounding. I got to ground.
Or maybe it is earthing. I forget. I think earthing is when you lay on your back. But just walking on your feet barefoot's grounding.
I think it's called walking with butt-naked feet.
I think it's like old people did back in the days where they invented shoes. Maybe that's why they were building such nice buildings and pyramids and crap. Like, they were literally grounded. Like, they were still one with the earth because they weren't wearing these women with their high heels.
I'm sure.
Guys with your thick-ass Nike shoes.
Nothing to do with Freemasons or anything.
No, that's Gmail. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Paige, what are you working on that plex of yours?
Well, this singer says he'll change his name to whatever fans want his album. Whatever they want him.
Brian
his
Adams.
Album goes number one.
What? Don Henley.
No.
Pitbull.
No.
Bad Bunny.
Diddy.
Juvenile.
No.
Baby.
None of the above. No, 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 no.
Boogie with a Hoodie.
Maybe.
I'm going to get it.
He should change. That's a stupid name. I mean, like, what? If you do it out in summer, you got to wear the hoodie?
I mean, so, this is.
I thought he died. She said earlier. She said Oogie Boogie with a Hoodie died.
As Rich Homie Quan, right? Fentanyl and other things.
No, the one from Halloween movie, Christmas Before Halloween, or
Christmas Before Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that.
It's a Nightmare Before Halloween.
That
was Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie, yes.
All right. By the way, you have one right there in the corner of your nostril.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
We'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Can't say it enough. Y'all are. I mean, I've only worked for two radio stations. Well, like home base radio stations. Others, like, you know, being broadcast on, but our listeners, y'all are some good people, man.
Really, really showing up.
Really good people. Like, people were saying, what's the text line to the text number? When you want to get the information sent to you about how to help with the Hurricane Helene. Let's just call it Helen. I think calling it Helene has given it too much pomp and circumstance now.
Helen. A lot of people are saying Helen. I mean, it's not right, but.
You text the word relief to 71307. It's not the traditional text line that we use, but it is our company. It's used for all the stations in our market, and it's giving the same information out. But if you text relief to 71307, it will send you back a link to either help out or, if you are in need, how to get that help. Pretty simple. And then Operation Good Neighbor, we went into full details about that. That's going on up on Rock 105 up in Chattanooga on, I don't want to say sister station, man.
You said brother station earlier.
Yeah, but that sounds weird also.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just call it our
home away
cousin
from home.
Station. But then, because they're in Tennessee, they'll say, are you kissing cousins? I just want to be done with it. Let's go. Be done with it by saying, what are we going to call it? Our other station? I don't know. Tim Looper is in the house.
Luke!
Or he's on the porch, probably.
Well, I am on the porch, and I do not have five women in the house like Big does, thank God.
Well.
Oh, okay.
I'd pay to see that reality show.
My God.
I would, too.
Like, if it wasn't Looper, or if it wasn't Hefner, it was Looper with the Playboy bunnies.
Oh, my God.
With those three blondes back then. If he wasn't married.
I'm talking about Big.
He could fit that look for sure.
Listen to him. I was talking about Big, not me.
I was talking about him and his, the five women. It seems like I would watch that and it'd be entertaining.
I could see Big doing that, wearing the velvet robe and walking around with a pipe.
Well, let me point out that one of them's his daughter and the other two are young girls. And then his sister-in-law, so it ain't going to work, guys. Nevertheless.
No.
Looper, indeed. You are, I don't want to say the offering that you offered me, but you're a freaking...
Oh, what was it?
Good son of a bitch, man. I don't want to say.
Why? I can't agree he is unless you
know
tell
how
me.
You say, Fat Boy, you're like, I don't want to tell people about my honey hole or this opportunity.
One
because, and I don't want to say that for him because then he might get every... Harry, Dick, and Tom calling him saying, hey, so I'm not doing that.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Got to protect
them. You're a good person.
It's all about, you talk about layers of perspective. They roll in. You know, I saw something yesterday because the kids are not in school, obviously. And, you know, it's so wild, something I thought I would never see, which is like neighbor kids exchanging notes.
Instead of texting?
No. These are kids just harmlessly playing, drawing, and having fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I was picking up some limbs, and I saw them doing it, and so I kind of hid behind the truck. And they saw me, and they said they, like, ran. They were like, run. But I went and got my kids, and they've been doing it for a couple of days, and it's just an observation of perspective. I'm like, wow, what connection. Something you would not see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ordinarily. So, you know, and it just continues to happen, you know, just to be grateful to.
I tell you something else you would not see. It's a kid coming up and say, Mr. Looper, you need some help with that? Can I help you with the sticks?
Of course. Well, they're not going to do that.
I wouldn't expect that. I mean, I got to cut the grass today, but, you know, that's the whole thing. It's like perspective. You know, is it a pain in the ass? Yeah, but be grateful to do it.
Yeah. They're like, Mr. Looper, can I cut your grass for you? I had a kid in the old neighborhood trying to get me to get him to cut the grass.
Yeah.
But he was terrible. He was not good.
Not good at cutting grass?
No. I would take a terrible grass cutter right now.
Yeah, how are you not good at cutting grass, though?
I'd even pay him.
Well, that's nice of you. Mighty wide of you.
Well, here's the thing. He would stop a lot for like an hour or two at a time. I saw him do this to a neighbor's yard.
Is he a heavy set boy?
Yeah. But he would cut it, but it would take like 2 days to cut the damn yard.
Goodness. Good Lord.
He would just stop and go home. Play a video
That's
game.
That's kind of how I do it. It doesn't take 2 days. It takes a whole day almost, but it's battery charged.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, perspective, man. It's just like, even you, you know, getting on the air, it's just, and having the call, it's like if it didn't happen, and it wouldn't matter to me.
Well, I'll tell you this, I won't sleep here
again. Because there are other people.
That was really stupid of me to sleep here that night. That was real dumb. I just thought it was going to be a melee the next morning. I wasn't going to get to work, and you know it was important to be here because
it kind of mess up your sleeping schedule.
That was good.
It screwed my hip up, I think.
Oh,
like I'm serious. First time I've slept on a floor in years.
It's harder than you think.
Yeah, it is. But you know, you live and learn. That there's people who don't have anywhere to stay, so I think about that. I was thinking earlier when Big was on and he wouldn't let me get a word in when I was I was thinking, you know, he would, and we would, a lot of people talk about the really big homeless problem in Asheville, and I'm like, my God, like what happened there? I mean, there's the ones that are unaccounted for that people knew of, you know, and it's like, my God, man. But you know what? Everybody listen to this right now, and that little bit of, like, Looper's talking about kids out. You hear kids outside. It's weird, right? Like, there's no power, so they're outside now. Like, there's got to be some way. All that little bit of warmth that we do kind of feel right now from being neighborly and you know, being not. Like, let's just keep that going when the power comes back on and the water goes away and all that crap.
Hopefully.
Like, we really need that. I mean, it's just all the uh-oh. Is your fire alarm about to go out, or is that a bird?
No. The birds are actually extra kind as well. It's really weird. It's like we're like using the Wi-Fi less. I'm not streaming. I'm using the old school freaking radio because your transistor's back up, and it sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
So it's like intentionally not doing that stuff and not making the kids, encouraging them to, hey, maybe not get on the Wi-Fi for a while.
Right. And think of the birds. Plant. Many of their homes fell.
Yeah, true. Did.
Beavers. Many of them had all of it.
Right.
I mean, it's not hurricane related, but you still have the homeless hawk in Clemson.
You do.
Yeah. They tore his habitat down for student housing.
Really?
Yeah. This was a big joke a week ago.
Oh.
You even laughed at it when I said it twice.
Well,
we forgot about it already.
I used to give you a courtesy one a couple times a morning.
That was a hearty one.
It's been a long week.
It's been as fast but long. I know. It's so strange. Thank you, Tim, for taking time out of your busy morning.
Wow.
We love you, brother.
I love y'all.
All right, we'll see you, brother.
See you, Luke.
he's like a man of wisdom. He's fun.
He really is. He's an outdoorsman, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the birds are chirping because, like, hey, you're not killing us with Wi-Fi. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Tim.
Build our house for us, Tim. He could build a nest.
Like, he's one of those guys that, like, if you did have like a bug out crew, you'd want him in it.
Oh yeah, he's a survivalist.
I'd like to ask you right now via the radio, Tim.
He's probably barefoot too outside.
I've got a bunker under the barn. Just letting you know.
I got to earth a little bit. I got to go outside with no shoes.
Grounding. It's not earthing.
Grounding. I got to ground.
Or maybe it is earthing. I forget. I think earthing is when you lay on your back. But just walking on your feet barefoot's grounding.
I think it's called walking with butt naked feet.
I think it's like old people did back in the days where they invented shoes. Maybe that's why they were building such nice buildings and pyramids and crap. Like they were literally grounded. Like they were still one with the earth because they weren't wearing these women with their high heels.
I'm sure.
Guys with your thick ass Nike shoes.
Nothing to do with Freemasons or anything.
No, that's Gmail. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Paige, what are you working on that plex of yours?
Well, this singer says he'll change his name to whatever fans want his album. Whatever they want him.
Brian
his
Adams.
Album goes number one.
What? Don Henley.
No.
Pitbull.
No.
Bad Bunny.
Diddy.
Juvenile.
No.
Baby.
None of the above. No.
Boogie with a Hoodie.
Maybe.
I'm going to get it.
He
eventually.
Should change. That's a stupid name. I mean, like, what? If you do out in summer, you got to wear the hoodie?
I mean, so, this is.
I thought he died. She said earlier. She said Oogie Boogie with a Hoodie died.
That was Rich Homie Quan, right? Fentanyl and other things.
No, the one from Halloween movie, Christmas Before Halloween, or
Christmas Before Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that.
It's a Nightmare Before Halloween. Yeah. That was Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie, yes.
All right. By the way, you have one right there in the corner of your nostril.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
We'll take a break.
More
Rise Guys running for booze.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.